You're looking well, as well as that light, bright sunshine you're bringing into the room.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Queen says, are you at some Starbucks?
Yeah, I'm at Starbucks. I'm at Starbucks.
Yeah, an impossible sausage biscuit there.
She's looking like, look at her face.
Yeah, let me see your face.
Because I know the reason being. No. Okay, my computer trying to update. The reason being is, see, I know y'all are vegan. So when you say impossible sausage, I'm like, let me think. Because I've had jackfruit meatballs and those suckers was off the chain.
Oh, wow.
But nice. Not all vegan meat tastes good.
That's true. Well, you know what? The impossible sausage do taste pretty good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of Jay's favorite. If he doesn't want to start, we have any impossible sausage? Man? Good God. I wish I knew how to make it. That way it would be possible. Get it?
She's so stupid. All right. Didn't mean to interrupt.
I had to do it.
I needed to laugh this morning. Okay, so today I have been informed that our focus is, we're going to be focusing on AOW today, which is, if you're not sure, Assembly of Wonders. Y'all, excuse me if y'all see my phone. I am logging into my Line app to get my notes, and I'm one of those people who don't memorize everything that I'm supposed to memorize, so I use the QR code to log in via my phone, and it's so much faster, so much easier. Okay, so we have quite a bit going on, guys. We have quite a bit going on. Of course, we all know about the full moon event that is going to be this Sunday. I'm so excited. No, this Sunday. It's the 9th, not the 8th, sorry. It's I'm still getting situated, y'all, excuse me. I'm running a little behind this morning, and just by a few minutes. So when I would normally be set, I'm still setting it all up. Okay. Okay, so I want to remind everyone about the full moon event. We're super excited about it. The full moon event. If you haven't heard about it yet, the full moon event is coming up. It takes place this weekend. Let me confirm the date. Hold on. And the way you find out when the full moon is just go into your Google, you put in full moon, put in the month, and put in the year, and it'll tell you that it's going to be Sunday. So the full moon event is going to be this Sunday. It's going to be this Sunday at Grace updated me on the time at, oh, it's going to be, I'm sorry, it is going to be Saturday. Thank you, Grace. You ain't supposed to be texting while you're driving, woman. Grace is actually en route to pick up her sister from the airport. And I got a text message.
Sorry.
I would have found it. I would have found it eventually. Please be careful. Grace is actually traveling this morning to go pick up her sister from the airport. So her sister can spend more time with Grammy. I will let Grace update us on Grammy when she is available to her, when she is led to. I'll let her do that. I'll let her update. Antonio, because Grace was doing sister duty this morning, Antonio logged on. So what y'all saw this morning, that was him letting y'all in until I got on. As far as his mom goes, her ID came in her ID. So she has her ID, her physical ID, and her VA insurance card, her VA identification card came in. So she has,
yay!
Yes, so she has two forms of physical identification now. We're super excited about that. Of course, if you've ever had to take care of a parent, you know, there's, or a grandparent, there is weight and stress that comes along with that. So you guys, please reach out to Grace and Antonio and just send them your positive energy and vibes. I've seen people go through what they're going through. I've watched it. My mother went through it. My dad went through it. My aunts went through it. And it's not, it weighs on everyone. It doesn't just weigh on the caregiver. It weighs on everyone, but the caregiver hits it the most. Oh, yes, Prophet J. Thank you for reminding me. It's $DATSJNOR. And thank you, Prophet J, for getting me back on track, because I sure did veer off. It was a good veer off, though. Grace is so much better at this than me. The Cash App for the full moon event, I'm speaking as I type, y'all forgive me, is on $DATSJ, no R. And the total cost, oh, no, you did perfect. You did perfect, because I forgot just that fast what I was doing. I told y'all it's this morning, it's crazy. DATSJ, okay, there you go. Cash App for full moon event, $72, is $DATSJ, no R. All right, so for those of you just logging on this morning, my instructions were to go over everything that's going on with Assembly of Wanderers before we moved into the 2% rule for real estate today. So the first thing that we have going on is the full moon event. The full moon event will be this Saturday starting at 7 p.m. This Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Now again, the full moon event is a time, well, the ritual is a time to, you know, be quiet, reflect, and celebrate. This is going to be Saturday. Me and the kid and the family, we will all be celebrating. We'll probably order a pizza, you know, have some candy, stuff we wouldn't eat on a regular basis, you know, just kind of like a smorgasbord of junk.
Is it the 9th or the 8th?
It's going to be the 8th. It's going to be the 8th at 7 p.m.
Oh.
Oh, so just thank you for asking that question, Antoine, because the full moon, the energy of the full moon is actually 3 days. I had to do some, in my research and doing things, because when you're preparing for something or you are setting up for something, you want to know all of the time you have available for that energy. Well, the full moon actually is actually 3 days. It's at its peak on the second day. And in normal, if you Google it, it'll normally tell you like what time. And it's not even like what we think. I used to think the full moon is at its fullest at midnight. No, that is not true. It could be at 2 o'clock in the morning. It could be at 5:45 in the afternoon when it's at its peak. But it's normally 3 days. So what Antonio is doing is we're starting on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. We start Saturday evening at 7 p.m. And it's a time to put in peace, still your mind, so you can hear that soft voice that's whispering to you. It's a time to reflect. It's a time to celebrate. When you're working with the energy of the moon, it's a great way to develop or strengthen anything that you have going on, especially your journaling practice, as you engage the rituals every 2 weeks or so, or every month on the full moon, depends on how you do it. And when I say every 2 weeks, because not only do you have the full moon, but you have what is called the new moon. You also have the new moon. And they say with the new moon is a time of just sitting and don't do anything. Just enjoy the energy of the moon. The new moon is when you release things, you let things go. The waning moon is when you want something to grow, you start it during the waning moon, and that's when the moon is growing into the full moon. And if you want to release something, you do that during the waxing moon, which is when the moon is fading into the new moon. So any moon ritual you do, or any moon event you attend, you can do it every 2 weeks, or you can do it once, every month during the full moon. So, but it's really good to start developing or strengthening your journaling practice. Now look, I want everyone to understand something. Journaling is not just for the little teenage girls in high school and junior high and elementary anymore. Journaling is for everybody. Whatever stigma you have on journaling, please release it. Because journaling is a great way to help you release your triggers, your stress, your anxiety, your depression, your low self-esteem, your low self-image. Journaling helps you release all of that because it helps you, it gives you an outlet. And at the end of the journal, you can burn the whole journal. I have journals that I kept and I'm about to go burn them all because they're from, like, when I go back and read, I see where I was at that time. And I see where I am now. And I'm like, okay, we got some growth here. Still got a little more to do right there. But we doing pretty good up in here, Okay, I fixed that part, but I still got this one. You don't want to go back and reflect on what you're releasing. So there's several different things you can do with your journal. That's your decision. But journaling is for everyone. It's an outlet. And trust me, especially when you have you ever been triggered before? And I mean like really triggered, where your whole body responds, your hands start shaking, you break out in sweat, your heart starts beating fast, your whole body tenses up, triggers like that. Well, when you journal, you're able to release that emotion. For me, journaling acknowledges what I am feeling without living in what I'm feeling. It acknowledges that I was triggered without living in that trigger. And it allows me to release what I have in me at that time when it comes to that trigger. When you release, when you hold things in you, it's in a circle and it's just bouncing around. Just keep going, bouncing around. It has nowhere to go, so it just stays inside of you and it just keeps bouncing around. But when you journal, you allow a release. So instead of it bouncing around, you're able to release it. So please understand, journaling is not for kids anymore. I understand what a diary is. A diary is just literally, it's a journal. It's a personal journal. So that's also something that happens during the full moon event. The ceremonies offer us a sacred opportunity to check in with ourselves and examine our interior world to cultivate clarity on the path we like to forge forward. Introspection is a wonderful thing to do all the time, but especially during a full moon event, it allows you to use the energy. It allows you to use the God-created energy of the universe to talk to the God-created energy within yourself. And you're able to do the introspection. You're able to sit down in a peaceful area. Make sure the area that you are doing, when you join us for the event, make sure the area that you're in is a clean area. You don't want to reflect in clutter. You don't want to reflect in an area that's just stuff everywhere, because what's on the outside of you is what's on the inside of you, and it's just a reflection. So you want to make sure that your mind is clear, therefore your area is clear. So this is the Hunter's Moon, Harvest Moon. It's the first full moon after the Harvest Moon. It's the closest full moon to the autumn equinox. Autumn equinox is like September 26th or something, if I remember correctly. It's a time of harvest. You know, farmers harvest their final crops during this time. You know, your fruits, your vegetables, or whatever it is. So consider this time a time for you to fertilize yourself in preparation for next year. Fertilize your soil. Fertilize your soul and prepare for your harvest for next year. For the event, expect to go big. Like, just expect to go big. Expect to reap all that is needed to survive the winter in your life. We have seasons in our life just like there's seasons in the world. We have our moments of harvest, we have our moments of drought, we have our moments of the harsh cold. Just like how the seasons flow, so do we as humans on this earth. Go ahead, Prophet.
Oh no, it was me. I think Prophet wanted to ask if you could be outside while during the Me, I wanted to piggyback off of what you had said about journaling. I started journaling when I was in high school. I mean, I started doing it consistently since high school. And it's amazing to me now because I still have those journals and I sometimes read some of it sometimes, but it's truly amazing the growth that I've had in my life over 10, 20 some years. And it's like, okay, because high school I just wrote about clothes and boys and having cute clothes so I could look good for the boys and stuff. And so it's amazing kind of from then to now how priorities change. So I think it is for everybody, because you can really reflect. And it's when I get upset, and that's my quiet place, is when it gets really quiet and I'm just like, this is how I feel right here, right now. I own it. This is how I feel. There's nothing wrong with it. And I know that in my writing, when I write in my journal, no one's going to judge me because that's my truth. And that's one of the most freeing things about journaling, is living your truth in that moment and being like, okay, but still getting to a point where you can look back and be like, this is where I was. I'm glad I'm not there anymore. So it's really great. I will inspire everybody to. And I don't even get a chance to write like I used to, but I write now when things hit me. And I'm like, ooh, I got a hit about this. So it is great. I would encourage everybody to journal. It's awesome.
Like, we live in an apartment building. So if I go outside, is that something good or no?
She said, yeah. I'm sorry.
Audie here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. I normally go to the beach, have like a little bonfire and all that wonderful stuff.
Nice.
And just sit there and reflect, have my incense and my candles. It's hard. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all something now. When you're on the water, the wind blows harder. Okay, I'm just putting it is hard lighting candles and keeping them lit, and it's even harder trying to light a fire. But once it's lit, it burns beautifully. So yeah, outside is perfect. That's perfect. I'm an outside person. So all you doing is saying, telling me, oh, Prophet and Renee about to have a ball. They can be outside and in the pure energy, it's soaking it all up. So yeah.
I wish we lived on water, Miss Dion. I so do, because if we live by the beach, I would be on there all the time. But only water I can go to is water that really smells because it doesn't move.
Well, you know, we all visit or move to Texas, you know, depending on where you go, you always have access to water. All right, so with the full moon event again.
Let me share this with y'all. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. A lot of times we don't have the pen and the paper and the writing and all of that. But we have been blessed to have an element in our telephones that's called a recorder. What I do is when I'm driving, which is a lot, and I'm coming down to Galveston or Texas City and something will hit me, or it could even be a trigger. What I do is I turn on my little recorder and I record my thoughts and my feelings and everything that's going on with me at that time. Then I send it to myself in my email and it comes printed, ready to go, and I can reflect back on it by reading it, or I can go ahead, date what you're, when you use the recorder, make certain whatever that thought was, you write it down. You type it in there, you speak it rather. And then you have something to go back. Well, that was when I was talking about this on the sixth day of October. And that way it's a journal and it's chronological. You can even just say part one, part two, part three. But that's something that I have started to do and it works real well. Even if something in the middle of the night comes and I don't want to turn on a light to get a pencil or paper, I always have my phone. And I can turn right to that recorder and record it. So that's just a suggestion, especially a lot of men don't want to write out their feelings, but they'll talk out their feelings. So just talk it into your recorder, that way you have it.
No, that was perfect, Dr. Trav. That was perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. Now for the full moon event, what you can expect is a guided meditation. If you've ever listened to one of Antonio's guided meditations, they are awesome. Soul connecting journaling, a healing discussion circle, and cleansing breath work. You'll need a notebook, paper, or a digital journal, and a pen and pencil, your audio, as Dr. Trask wonderfully told us. Optional with sage, incense, and candles. If you do candles, I recommend doing a white candle. White candles are best for everything. Unless you're doing something specific, then research the colors of candles before you just light a random candle, please. Just research, like do definition of colors for candles or meaning of colors for candles. But if you just, you're just doing it just to find peace and clarity and everything, just go get a white candle. Make sure you are in a quiet, tidy space where you can relax and connect with yourself. You can't connect and relax and clutter. So make sure your space is clear. And again, the Cash App is in Line App, in the chat. It's the full moon event. It's $72 and you Cash App the ATSJ, no R. The ATSJ, no R. And Melissa put the full moon cleanses and recharges. Yes, it does. And when you combine it with the other elements of the earth, it's absolutely wonderful. Water, air, fire, it's wonderful. All right. Next maybe thing. Yes. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I also want
Saturday at.
Oh, no, you. I just wanted to mention, let everybody know that if you do participate in the full moon event, Ibrahim said that he would create your podcast cover or business logo.
Thank you.
That's Grace. All I want to share.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. So if you've already paid, please text me so I can make sure that I get your name. Text me your name, email address, phone number, all in one. So that way I can just copy and paste it and send it to Ibrahim. So if you pay for the full moon event, please text me your name, your email address, and your phone number so I can get that over to Ibrahim. Because if you participate in the full moon event, he will do a logo or a podcast cover for you for free. So we definitely want to make sure that you take advantage of that. All right, let's move to the next. Guess what? WonderCon is coming December 12th through 16th, 2022. If you experienced the last WonderCon, you know it's going to be absolutely amazing. And guess what? It is at no cost to you. WonderCon is December 12th through the 16th of 2022. Day one is going to be evaluation day. Day two is going to be discovery day. Day three is going to be relationship day. Day 4, Transformation Day. And day 5 is Ascension Day. I'll put this in the notes for you all. So once that link comes up for, once we have the next link for WonderCon, I will put that link out there for you all. So you can go in and register. Let me check my notes, make sure I don't have one already. All right. Okay, no, not yet, not for December. So once we have the link for December, I will send that out to everyone so that way you can register. And you can also ask questions. Yeah. So WonderCon, again, no cost to you, at no cost to you. It's open to the public December 12th through the 16th. You will have to register, though. And as you see in the chat, day 1 is Evaluation Day. Day 2 is Discovery Day. Day 3 is Relationship Day. Day 4 is Transformation Day. And day 5 is Ascension Day. So we're super excited about that. So you have Cash App for the Full Moon event, $72. Cash App, $VATSJ. And then you have WonderCon. Oh, and it's this Saturday, October 8th at 7 p.m. This Saturday, October 8th at 7 p.m. is the Full Moon event. WonderCon is no cost to you. It's free to you. December 12th through December 16th, 2022. It's a 5-day event. You have day 1, which is Evaluation Day. Day 2 is Discovery Day. Day 3 is Relationship Day. Day 4 is Transformation Day. And day 5 is Ascension Day. So we're super excited about that. The next thing coming up in Assembly of Wanderers. Oh, who all... who all has been listening to the Wanderers and Prisoners podcast? Well, here, I'm going to post the links for everyone. And we also have a donation link so you can donate. And what we, with the donation, it goes to, we send that to the prisoners. We'll give it all to Mr. Antonio, and then he'll do what he needs to do for the ministry inside the prison. But if you haven't heard Wanderers and Prisoners, it is a wonderful, wonderful new podcast that we have that features the prisoners of CT Terrell unit, as well as other teachers of different, trying to say how to say this. Teachers of different other things. And there's like, we have there's like 3 episodes up now that features the prisoners from CT Terrell unit, and there's like 12 more coming. We have been recording nonstop. Also, wonderful thing. Heard Antonio talk about the 16 week biblical class that he's going to do as well. Well, Prophet Jerry, that begins in January. I already know that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Mr. Daniel. When I tell you, it's growing. We have the 4 that we started off with, and there are so many more that are coming in. Is there any way I could get a list of all of the events? Yes, what I'll do, Miss Janice and everyone, is I'll post it in Discord. If you are not in Discord, can you please text me to let me know that you are not in Discord? Because when you ask for replays and everything, we upload it, majority of the time we put it there for you. So if you're not on Discord, let me know so I know you didn't get it. So I send it to you. But yes, I will definitely send a list of events. I'll do that for everyone, so that way you all are up to date on everything.
I don't have my Discord no more. My phone is broke. I'm so disgusted. Woe is me. Woe is me.
So sorry, Miss.
I still miss it.
Okay, Miss Janice. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for letting me know. Definitely get that taken care of. I see your message, Dr. Trask. So thank you so much. Oh, that's the podcast. Okay.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
And Wanderers. It's absolutely awesome. It's been amazing just being able to be on there with them and hearing their stories and the passion that they have. And so in the podcast, you'll hear from actual inmates and their questions, and you'll also hear from preachers and teachers. You can consider this podcast seminary for wanderers and prisoners. Now, Antonio discussed doing like a 16-week course. Prophet Jerry, are you ready for it? Because starting January 16th to May 1st.
Sorry, I was getting in the chair. Yes. I'm also ready. Yes.
January 16th. So be ready. January
16th. Calendar right now.
Through May 1st. And guess what he's doing first? He's doing, hold on. I want to say this right. I don't want to mess it up. He is doing Old Testament sermon. He's going through the Old Testament. And it's going to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Pacific. So that means
January what?
January 16th.
Okay.
Martin Luther King.
My secretary got it in her calendar. So.
I don't.
Okay. Here, I got y'all. Hold on. I'm going to put it in chat for everyone. Put it in chat. Here we go. I'm excited about it because if you've ever, oh, thank you, Mr. Otis. Mr. Otis said that he has listened and it's great and enlightening. If you've ever listened to Antonio when he goes into professor mode and he talks and he teaches like the Bible, it is so exciting. I grew up learning the stories of the Bible. But once I got to Antonio and he started actually teaching me the Bible, I mean, I was just all in it. Like, okay. Because by the time I got to him, I'd been through from church to church and I was just at a point where I actually stopped going to church because I wasn't getting fed how I needed to be fed. Like I was getting fed so much so the last church that I went to, Bishop Ivy Hillier had me sitting there and in this energy of, wow, I want to believe just as much as him and his wife and majority of the congregation and people talked about him, you know, that, well, they talk about preachers that have multiple locations and things like that. But if you drive through the parking lot, 90% of the cars in the parking lot are all like luxury cars. I don't know of any church that I drive through that looks like that. And that's because he teaches his belief and his walk is so strong. And that was the last time that I was in church. And when I started doing my own readings and studyings, I was like, and I started asking questions to other people. I was like, you just left me with more questions. Like you didn't answer any of the questions that I asked you. You just left me with more questions. And I got to a point, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna chill. And here come Antonio. Well, no, no, don't do that. Here, let me help you. And me being the kid that I am, I asked him, I said, I need a Bible I can read. He said, how do you want to read it? I said, I want to read it from beginning to end. He said, no. How do you want to read it? I said, I want to read it like I'm reading a story. Because my imagination is so vivid, if you break up my imagination, it breaks up my understanding. I use pictures and I develop movies in my head when I'm reading books. So I want to read, I wanted to read the Bible the same way. And he gave me, I have, I can't remember the translation, but I have a Bible that is in chronological order. And when I tell you it's in chronological order, don't go to church with my Bible. You can't, because if he say go to Matthew chapter 3 verse 26, it may be in between Mark and John somewhere, because it's literally in chronological order. So whatever happened at that time, all those books are in that time frame. And when I tell you, I love it, because then it has like all the commentary at the bottom, and then all the, it has like all my cheat notes and everything, and then it has this beautiful, oh, this beautiful map. So if you ever read the Bible and you're looking at, and you're reading like this took place in this area, this took place in this area, this, I have the actual, like the drawn out colored map. And it is a gorgeous. I accidentally tore the page and almost cried because I was like, no. But yeah, so he's doing the Old Testament survey. January, it starts January 6th through May 1st. It's going to be on the podcast Monday. And he's, I believe, the live, once we get the link for everything, I'll give it to you guys. And he's going to do the lives Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 1 p.m. So be prepared for that. That's what's coming next. That is what I'm excited for. All right. So the next thing we have is framework. If any of you have ever heard of framework, I did my keynote on it. I did my keynote, my bureau keynote on it, introducing it. Basically, what framework is, it really won't let me paste that. Okay. What framework is, it's framework allows you to frame your everyday, frame your day to where it benefits you. It's like your map for the day. You start off at the beginning of the day and you're putting how you want your day to look in a frame. This is how it's gonna look. This is how we're going to start our day. At the end of the day, this is how I want my day to look. So what do I need to do in between to make sure that my day goes exactly how I plan for it to go? So with framework, not only do I have a journal, which y'all, some of y'all have seen the journal, I am adding more to the journal, and it will be ready for the actual framework course that I'm doing. It's an 11-week cycle. I'm only doing it twice a year. And with it, you get the journal, you get a gift, and then you get a water bottle, because a part of framework is also working on you and making sure that you are healthy inside and out. So it's a 1/2-gallon water bottle, and it helps you drink your water throughout the day. I have yet to get through my bottle in a whole day, but I've gotten like 3/4 of the way through it, and I'm so excited about it. But you will get a special gift, the water bottle. You'll also get the actual framework journal itself, and you get one-on-one weekly coaching sessions, which they advertise at like $200 per session. But it's all included. And the reason why I did the weekly one-on-one coaching session is because if you have a question or you're going through something throughout the week and you're sitting here like, man, I got some questions because I'm not feeling this. It's not working for me. Why isn't it working? What am I missing? You want to be able to reach out to somebody and say, hey, I got a question. Now, these are recorded. These are recorded one-on-one sessions. If there's something that you want to say prior to the recording that you don't want recorded, I will gladly give you that opportunity. But they will be recorded. Not only so I can send it to you, and you can always go back through it, and then it'll be for the Assembly of Wonders as well. But framework came to me in a dream, which is, what can I say? Framework came to me in a dream because I kept asking the question, what am I missing? What am I missing? What am I missing? What's going on in my life? What am I missing? Why isn't this working? I've done everything. I'm missing something. I'm missing a step somewhere. What's going on? And I realized that I wasn't preparing my day properly. I didn't have a proper daily routine for my day to get started. And so what framework does is the first thing that framework does is it, the first thing that it does is it helps you find out where all of your energy is going. If you're consistently, y'all let me know if it gets too hard for y'all to hear me. When you're, when you're consistently moving, consistently flowing, you always have things on your mind. Every little thought you have is a piece of energy out there. So your to-do list, if you have 100 things on your to-do list, that's 100 pieces of energy out there. And each of those pieces of energy is like 1%. So you can't fully put you can put, if you have 100 pieces of energy out there, that's 100%, that's 1% of your energy out there. So the first thing that framework does is it helps you pull in your focus, help you bring in all your energy, because you can't focus if you're scattered. And then from there, you just go day to day. The first step in framework is asking yourself, is gratitude. You start your day with gratitude. The next step in framework is you compliment yourself. Like, you genuinely have to say what you like about yourself, because if you start your day with gratitude and you start your day with loving yourself, there's nothing you can't do. And then the next step in framework is, how do I want to feel at the end of the day? Framework makes you tap into your emotions. When you feel something, the law of attraction is stronger when you have the feel to it. Just like when you want a new house, if you see it, smell it, feel it, hear how it sounds to run through the house, the law of attraction is stronger there. And then you have step four, what do you want to have accomplished at the end of the day, and how will you feel once you have completed the task? If you set a goal for the end of the day and you attach your emotions to that, you're more likely to attract you receiving it. And what the 11-week course is we go through each step of framework and we break it down each day, and it allows you to go in and really, it allows you to really go in and understand, like, the breakdown of it, so you can understand the journal and why it's working for you. The framework course is $138 for 11 weeks. The link is in the chat. The first session will begin in November. The first session will begin in November. The reason being is I want to be able to get you all your journals before the session starts. And some of you actually already have, I've sent journals out before. If you were on the Bureau keynote, I sent you a journal. I know Miss Frida got a journal, because she's been very loud to me about it and how she loves it, and I'm grateful. Yes, sir.
That was me.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I ain't getting no journal.
Yeah, the link is in.
I don't think so.
I didn't hear you, Miss Sandra, say it again.
I said, I don't think so.
Okay. but I'm doing it twice a year. It's an 11-week cycle. It's 138. And again, that 138 includes your journal. It includes two gifts. And it includes weekly coaching sessions for the entire 11 weeks. So for the entire 11 weeks, we will be going back and forth with each other. I'm not just gonna give it to you, explain it to you, and then let you get lost. You know, if you have questions,
That's what the sessions are for. All right. Now, before we get into the 2% rule, does anyone have any questions about everything that was announced this morning? Oh, sorry. And it includes all of these wonderful things. You get two gifts with that. And a gentleman, at first I had like this cute little necklace, but I do understand that, you know, y'all may not wear necklaces. I am picking gifts for both men and women because I want you guys to be able to enjoy it too. So there's all of the information for Framework. The link is at the top. It's an 11-week course. What comes with it, you get your journal, you get two gifts, and then weekly one-on-one coaching sessions for the entire 11 weeks. It's not just going to be like, let's say Arshia signed up and Arshia want a coaching session and she gives one coaching session for the whole week. No, every week, if you have a question, every week I will be meeting with you guys. And these are one-on-one, so that way you're not like, well, I'm not trying to do a group coaching session. No, they're one-on-one sessions. The only time we meet as a group will be for the course. All right, so do we have any questions before I dig into the 2% rule? I'm excited to get the information to you. Wonderful, wonderful people. All right, no questions? All righty. Okay, so let's dig into the 2% rule. So what is the 2% rule? So the 2% rule is an investing strategy. Ooh, try to say that 10 times fast. It's an investing strategy where an investor risks no more than 2% of their available capital on any single trade. And when you implement the 2% rule, you must first calculate what 2% of your available trading capital is. And this is referred to as the capital at risk. Now, capital at risk, let me give you all the definition of capital at risk. And I'll actually copy and paste it. So capital at risk refers to the amount of capital set aside to cover risk. It applies to companies or people who are self-insured as well as insurance companies that underwrite the insurance policy. So capital at risk refers to the amount of capital set aside to cover any risk that you have. So remember, to implement the 2% rule, the investor must calculate 2% of their available trading capital, which is the capital at risk. Because you don't want to use all your money. You want to use the money you set aside that you're like, okay, this is my investing money. So since this is my investing money, this is the money I'm taking a risk on. Because anytime you make an investment, you're taking a risk. So here's some key takeaways that I want you guys to have once we finish this. The first takeaway is that the 2% rule is an investing strategy where an investor risks no more than 2% of your available capital. And I'll copy and put that in chat for you. This is the first takeaway. It's an investing strategy where you risk no more than 2% of the available capital that you have. The second takeaway is, in order to apply the 2% rule, you must first determine your available capital, and then taking into account any future fees or commissions that may come from the trading. So I'm going to copy and paste this for you and put it in the chat for you. But I tell y'all, this Starbucks Club ain't been here this morning. It's hot and popping. So that's the first thing I want you to take away.
In order to apply the 2% full, you first have to determine what your available capital is. If you don't know what your available capital is, you have no clue what your 2% is going to be. And then the second key takeaway that we're going to, that I want you to take away from this is stop loss, STOP-LOSS. Stop loss orders can be implemented to maintain the 2% rule risk threshold as market conditions change. So you're also going to take away how to protect yourself when the market conditions change. All right. So let me explain stop loss orders real quick. A stop loss order is a type of order used by traders to limit their loss or lock in a profit or an existing position. This allows for the trader to control their exposure to risk by placing a stop loss order. So I'm gonna put that definition in the chat for you. A stop loss order is a type of order used by traders to limit their loss or lock in a profit on an existing position. So when it comes to the 2% rule, you can use a stop loss order to limit your downside risk. All right, so let's talk about how the 2% rule works. So the 2% rule is a restriction that investors impose on their trading activities in order to stay within specified risk management parameters. Wait, let's break that down. I'm going to say it how I received it, because that's the only way I can break it down to you guys. So basically, the 2% rule gives you a guideline so you don't hurt yourself. So you're not risking, let's say you have $100,000. If you use a 2% rule, you know you don't need to risk no more than $2,000. But if you have $100,000 and you're like, man, put it all in, you're gonna lose it all. You're kind of stuck. And so it's your way of protecting yourself. Go ahead, Mr. Otis.
Yes. Are you using trading and investing interchangeably?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Because they are different.
Yes. Yes, I am using them interchangeably. I mean investing. Thank you so much, Mr. Otis.
Okay.
I'm going by my notes, and when I took the notes, I took it based on what I was reading from. So, but no, yes, I'm investing. Thank you, Mr. Otis. When it comes to your investing, we want to use the 2% rule. You don't want, if you have a certain amount of money that you're willing to invest, and you have it, you don't want to. It's a rule you put into place to help you. So if you have $100,000 that you want to invest, you're like, okay, well, let me protect myself. Let me use a 2% rule on this one. So I know for this investment, I'm only going to invest $2,000. And if you know what percentage that you're investing, that you're going to be risking, then you can work backward to determine how, you know, what else you need to go along into this investment. Or you can determine if you want to bring in an investment partner, or you can determine, well, you know what, this is not the investment for me. So the 2% rule helps you on a multiple occasions. It's not just to stop you from spending all your money. No, what it also does is it allows you to set goals. And if you know that there's a certain investment that you want to go into, and it's more than your 2% rule, then what that means, you need to increase what you put aside for your investment that you want to take a risk on. So let's say I want to invest $5,000. Well, that's not going to work for me if I only have 100 and my 2% rule has me at 2,000. So if I want to invest 5,000, then I need to up how much I have put aside for investing. And then in the event that market conditions change, then what you can do is you can implement that stop order that we talked about. And you can limit your exposure to the loss from the of that 2%. So let's start back at the beginning. How the 2% rule works. I have $100,000. That's my risk money. That's my chunk it to the wind money. And I want to invest in this property. Well, this property requires an investment of $5,000 from me. Well, that's beyond my 2% rule. So I need to increase the money I have stored away to throw away, your risk money. I'm calling your throwaway money your risk money, because anytime you invest something, you're taking a risk. Investments are a risk. No matter how you put it, you just have the really risky ones and you have the not so risky ones. And I'm saying this in my language, y'all. Okay. So don't look for proper verbiage from me. Okay. So you got your risky ones and you got your not so risky ones. And that allows you to tells yourself, okay, well, since my 2% rule doesn't allow for this, then I need to either find a new deal or I need to increase my throwaway money, my risk money, so I can reach this. So that's what the 2% rule does for you. And then to protect yourself, you can do a stop loss order that will allow you to be able to, you know, if the market conditions, if the conditions change, if the real estate market conditions change or any conditions change, that stop loss order allows you to be able to maintain that 2% rule risk threshold without hurting yourself. So do we have any questions so far? And y'all, please ask questions, because you know if I don't have the answers, I'm going to get the answers for you. I will call Antonio and be like, hey, I'm going to put you all three-way on Zoom. Do we have any questions so far? All right. So when it comes to, so that's how the 2% rule works. It's just basically taking the money that you have specifically for investments and multiplying it by 2% to find out what your investment was. So let's say we have, share my calculator. All right, so here we go. Share screen. All right. Can y'all see my calculator? Awesome sauce. Okay, so Jerome has $500,000 that he has. That's his, y'all, that's his throwaway money. That's his risk money, because, you know, it's only for that, because, you know, he got other money in other bank accounts, so he's just not going to say nothing, you know, because IRS may be listening. And he's like, you know what? I really want to do this investment.
You better speak it.
I really want to do this investment, but let me do the 2% rule to see what I'm looking at. Let me see how much I have to risk. So he's going to multiply that by 2%. And his risk is $10,000. So he can say, oh, okay, I got $10,000 of play money. Where am I going to play with it at? Huh? Well, here's an apartment complex. Let me go see what they're talking about. So that's basic. So out of his $500,000 that he has to play with, he's only going to risk 2% of that. And I wouldn't mind 2% of play money being $10,000. You could do some nice investments with 10 G's. But let's say let's say what he's looking into is a $50,000 investment. Well, now he knows, okay, I can either up my $500,000 or I can find partners to bring in $10,000. Or, you know what? This is just not the deal for me at this time. Or, you know what? I got $10,000. Let me find another property that is within my risk factor. So using the 2% rule does more than just stop you from blowing all your money. It helps you decide if it's an apartment complex that you really, really, really want, because it's located in the perfect area, all of the numbers work, it's a great deal because for some reason they're deciding they're selling it at a discount, it just so happens to be out of your 2% rule, then you can stop and say, okay, you know what? Let me go talk to Otis. Hey, Otis, I got this property. This is what it is. After doing the numbers, this is how much I have. For us to close, this is how much we need. So I was thinking we partner on this. And if you know of someone who has the integrity to partner with us, then we'll create an LLC specifically for this particular property. We'll create that partner, that LLC partner, the LLP, limited liability partnership. And we'll put this property in that. And this is what we'll do with that. So the 2% rule really helps you just determine how you're going to invest that money without spending all of your money. And the wonderful thing about everything that we're going over is letting, this is all before you put down money. These are the numbers that you should do before you put down money. So you know if it's beneficial for you, or if it's gonna hurt you, or if you are. Oh, my apologies, y'all. Real quick, I apologize. I just got a message from Antonio about 5 minutes ago. If we can all unmute our mics and clap for Antoine, because he has literally taken his micro business and ran with it.
Good job, Antoine.
Antonio said y'all need to do your micro businesses like Antoine is doing and follow Antonio's advice like Antoine. Now, for your micro businesses, guys, I have not received a text message, a phone call, an email, or anything about anybody's micro business. I know y'all have questions, and if you don't have questions, that means you're not doing it.
Oh, Deanna, we have questions. I need a full training session to train Cheyenne, but I don't have time right now because you know what's going on, but I'm packing, so I can't.
Yeah.
She needs a full training session. I can't. Okay.
So this is what you do. Email me so I can set it up so we can get that done for her. Antoine is killing it.
You say you go do my hair?
Ma'am?
No, that's good.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's stay here.
Okay. Yay. Woo! All right. But God, please, y'all, email me, text me. I got no questions. And if Antonio got emails, he will forward them to me and tell me, and he'll give me instructions. So that means y'all haven't even been emailing him. And Grace would have said something to me. So y'all not emailing Grace. Guys, your micro business is to help you invest in your real estate. So there's no point in taking a real estate class if you don't have the money to invest with. The micro business that help you retire, not only help you retire, the micro business is the lead to help you retire. I know y'all tired. I know y'all just ready to just hop on a plane and go wherever you want to go and not have to check in to nobody, not have to take no time off. Or hire a virtual assistant so you can get on the plane and go wherever you want to go and tell the virtual assistant, hey, can you handle this for me? Once I start, I will be texting a lot. So I got you.
Bring it.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you provoking us to love and good works, but I have a confession. And this is for me. I can't speak for anybody else. And your statement in no way offends me. Let me tell you why, okay? Because in this process of getting my micro business from Antonio, another micro business fell into my lap.
Yes.
Let me show everybody something. Talking about journaling, this is what I got from the Dollar Tree store, because each one of these are projects that I have to work on simultaneously.
Come on, Uncle Rami Ron.
Along with what Dr. Sugar said about recording, okay? And then I got a phone call. Was it today is Thursday? I think it was on Monday, for another business opportunity. And the conversation went something like this. I want it, I'm excited, but I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste mine. Can we at the end of the year get back going into 2023? And the conversation went, no problem. When you're ready, call me. So I just want to say that based on what you said, Deanna, that for Jerome, I'm like, okay. Remember I said earlier, I need some more sleep even though I slept good. and I'll put a little icing on the cake. After I finished my business meeting yesterday evening, which was off the hook, an hour before prayer meeting, my pastor called me and said, Jerome, the individual supposed to conduct prayer meeting, I haven't heard from him. Would you be able to fill in tonight for the service like that? And know what I said to him? No problem, Pastor. We get on the call, there he is. He'd been sick and he had forgotten it was his turn. And the pastor said, don't worry, we already got you covered. And boom. Now, I'm not gonna tell you everything went wonderful, but everything went wonderful.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that for what you said, because for me, it's like, wow. You know, the Bible says God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you actually think. But Deanna, you're on the right track. We can't sit around waiting for it to happen. We have to be engaged. We have to not only be reactive, but also proactive. So I just wanted to share that.
No, thank you for sharing, and congratulations on your 5 simultaneous projects you have working on. Look, you went from sitting there relaxing to just a lap full of work, and look, prosperous work on top of that. Amen. Prosperous work. But come on up. I'm ready for you, Miss Janice. Just bring it. Ask the question. All of y'all.
I will. I'm getting started Friday.
Come on Friday.
I'm getting started. I've been trying to knock everything out of the way so I can focus totally on this. So
I do understand.
Tomorrow I'll be getting started on that.
I do understand. Trust me, I do. So congratulations to all of y'all. I saw what you posted, Mr. Donya. I made sure I shared that with Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. himself, so he know that you own your business. Y'all, if y'all email me, text me. The reason why I don't say call me is because I'm not always in a position to answer my phone. But if you text me, I will respond to a text. Remind me, Renee, I have not forgotten about the grant. See, I remember. I got distracted, but I remember.
Good looking out, home skillet.
Text me, email me, because what I do is when I'm when I sit down with Antonio and we have that moment of time where we discuss business, I go over everything with him and I ask him your questions. And Mr. Otis or Antoine asked me a question about vacant units. Hold on. And I asked Antonio and he said he wouldn't do a vacant unit, but it depends on the area it's in. A vacant, there we go. Okay, yes, the question was, is it wise to purchase or entertain an empty apartment building, or should we strictly look at occupied properties? His response was not wise because we need cash to fix it up, but could be possible. So when you're looking at empty apartment complexes, you need to make renovations because it's not cash flowing. You have money going out, but no money coming in yet. And so he's saying it's possible, but he said not wise, because you need cash to fix it up. Now, if you purchased a brand new apartment complex, like they just finished building it, and all you had, and you don't have to put any money into it, all you got to do is do a lease up. Well, you do have to hire the leasing agents to do it for you. But if you find leasing agents that are good at what's called a lease up, like when you're hiring, like you can go through a temp agency and tell them I'm looking to hire on permanently, but I'm looking for agents who are skilled in lease ups, LEASE-UPS, because a lease up is them taking a brand new property and filling it within like a month. And you have people that are so good at leasing apartments where they can do that. They know, because when it comes to leasing up your property, it's more than just, you got to get the people to come in. So it's the marketing, it's the advertising, it's the comps, the comparables, it's getting it out there, it's setting up the social media. Because if you notice, a lot of apartment complexes are doing social media now. My old regional manager, one of her units, JJ Watts visited often. So every time he was there, she would meet with him and they would use him as marketing to pull more people in. So it depends. When it comes to a lease up, you want agents that specialize in leasing up. So that's that question. You know what? Arshia had a couple of questions. I need to get those questions answered for her. Oh, and Miss Adanya Antonio said, awesome. Tell her I'm very proud of her. See, when I'm talking to y'all, I've messaged back and forth with Antonio too, because while he's not here, he's still here. All right. So yes, micro businesses, y'all, email and text me, get your questions answered. From personal experience, don't hold off on your money. All right. Well, y'all, it's 9:13. I'll let him know, Mr. Donnie. Okay, so it's 9:13. What we're going to do is tomorrow morning, we're going to go over using the 2% rule with a stop loss order. And then we're going to go over, using the 2% rule with a stop loss order. Then we're going to go into the 1% rule and break that down. Open. Okay, there we go. Then we're going to go into the 1% rule. And we're going to break that down tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning is the 2% rule with the stop loss order. And then we're going to do the 1% rule. Like, what is it? How do you calculate it? Examples of it. It is pretty much like the 2% rule, but there's more to it. So I'm going to break it down to y'all. What does an investment property look like that passes the 1% rule? And what is an investment property that does not pass the 1% rule? So we're going to go into all that tomorrow tomorrow morning. There's something else that I was about to say. Okay, my brain just went blank, just like that. Awesome. So everyone, Dr. Trask, be safe on your travels. Everyone, be safe on your travels. Text me, email me. Let me know. Like, it doesn't even have to be related to your micro business. If you have a question, text me or email me. I want y'all prosperous. If y'all are prosperous, I'm happy. So that means y'all are happy. And we can all go on vacations together because I like to travel. I like to go on cruises. I like to be near blue waters and white sea. Yes. And I'm an extrovert, so I like to do it with others, okay? So I'm looking forward to all y'all traveling. We gonna get Prophet Jerry on a plane. We all gonna be on the beach.
You better believe it. We working on it.
You know, he gonna be walking down the beach. He gonna run and we gonna be like, hey, slow down. We trying to catch up with you. Oh, okay, here, I got you. Thank you, Miss Janice. I'll put it in chat for everyone. It's 409-795-1834. There you go, with your shirt off. Oh, and I saw your before and after pictures, and I've been meaning to text you too, Prophet. I see the change. So congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. But he will not be having his shirt off because I'm not going to jail.
I understand, Renee. I got you. I'll make sure you don't go to jail.
Thank you. Orange is not the new black for me.
If I see him before you do, I'll be like, now you know better.
Nope. Lee, no call at 11.
No call at, wait. Okay. No call at 11. But whoa, it is Thursday. We will be having, if you're part of the leadership class, we'll be having leadership tonight. Remember, show up with cameras on, ready to roll. Dr. Trask, you just look like you're just glowing this morning.
Why, thank you. I feel really good. And things are going very well. TV show is doing great. I'm looking forward to having more of you as guests. And I'm happy.
That's all you need to be. Just be happy. Everything will follow. Come on now. All right. Well, y'all have a great day today. Remember, tomorrow we're going to do the 2% rule with a stop loss order and go over the 1% rule and how a property looks that's within the 1% rule and how a property looks that's not within the 1% rule. Also, again, thank you, Mr. Otis, for helping me with the investing and training. I need to take better notes when I'm studying. I really appreciate it. And y'all, if y'all have some information that I'm not saying, please come on with it. This is a two-way street, okay? It's a two-way blessing. I bless y'all. Y'all bless everybody. Y'all bless me, okay? A three-way blessing. I think you made it to Florida. Oh, good, good, good. So Aunt Shelly and her mom made it to Florida. Okay, everyone at the doctor's office, all is well. Okay, everyone, please be safe in your travels. Send Mr. Phil and Miss Susan some positive vibes because they still have friends that are missing out. Go ahead, Miss Brenda.
No, I didn't want to speak.
Oh, okay. Look, I thank all of y'all for dealing with my insanity since Antonio has been on sabbatical. I appreciate y'all so much because I know I am the complete opposite of him. He is structured and on point and I'm just all over the place. And I thank y'all for following my all over the placeness. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all all have an amazing day. We'll see you at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern and 5:30 Pacific for the leadership class. I love you all. Y'all have an amazing day today. You can plan better. You can dominate. See you all later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later. Thank you.